B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Who's in studio?
Sorry? Excuse you?
There's people in studio.
What are you talking about?
Are the engineers there?
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, I wasn't looking.
Train.
There's engineering going on here in the studio.
At a point,
oh,
Chuck.
Yeah? Things
Chuck
broken?
No. Nothing broken.
Oh.
What, Charlie? You don't want me to say that you're here? You don't want me to say what you're doing? I don't know. They got a measuring tape out. They're measuring, as you would say, Zoe.
Measuring. Really? You're all over TV, Charlie. What are you going to put? You going to put lines?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Who's in studio?
Sorry? Excuse you?
There's people in studio.
What are you talking about?
Are the engineers there?
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, I
driving
wasn't looking.
Train.
There's engineering going on here in the studio.
At a point,
oh,
Chuck.
Yeah? Things
Chuck
broken?
No. Nothing broken.
Oh.
What, Charlie? You don't want me to say that you're here? You don't want me to say what you're doing? I don't know. They got a measuring tape out. They're measuring, as you would say, Zoe.
Measuring. Really? You're all over TV, Charlie. What are you going to put? You going to put lines down for us to stay back?
That's right. But for one of us, yes.
Oh, boy.
That's good. Taking measures. Literally. I like that.
Measures.
Well played, Beetle.
I'm a
well
fan.
Well played.
Good. I like hearing that. That's excellent. Good news.
So we've been waiting for this press conference today, right? Today's the day. Today is the day. Get the big news on the phase four or four phases of opening, right?
I think, yeah, it's more clarification on what will be in each phase and what will be in the start here locally in Massachusetts. Yeah, I think that's what we get today. We'll probably have more things open by the end of this today, I assume. Maybe that's a bad assumption. I don't know. I mean, I'm not speaking from any informed standpoint other than I think that was the point of today. That's what Governor Baker has spoken about, that there will be more details offered on the 18th, and the 18th has arrived, Zoe. So here we are.
Okay. I hope I can go to church Sunday, you know? Open that bad boy up. Let's go.
You go to church a lot, Zoe?
I don't. you know what I do? I go to restaurants a lot. I do. We like to go out to eat a lot.
Well, you could like go to it. How about if you started attending your local church's potluck? And that
well,
way
you know what I do?
You could do
you
that.
Know
be good.
We used to do is a coffee social hour back in Pittsburgh when we used to go to church every day. I was an altar boy.
Oh.
So I would serve in the altar. We go downstairs, you put 50 cents, and you can either have your selection of lemonade or iced tea and a coffee and a nice cinnamon roll. They're very nice. And if you're really lucky, if the church had a food fair that week, with the galumpki and halushki, they would sell the extra pierogies, and oh, my God, that's when you hit the jackpot.
Ah, you're making me hungry.
Making me want to visit Pittsburgh.
Yeah. You're in Stiller country.
Stiller country.
Yeah.
So this press conference is supposed to begin somewhere around 11 a.m. It's 11:05.
So
he's going to back out?
He's like, oh, I don't know. He's like, half are going to hate me and half are going to love it. Just like, I got to do it, though. Oh.
Boy. So I'm not totally sure where the press conference is taking place today, but when it happens, we're going to
carry it live for you.
We're going to carry it live. So okay. let's leave it at that. And as soon as that does happen, we will have it for you. And it could happen literally any second. In the meantime, 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. We've talked about the Last Dance today, and also Hardy, not so thrilled. How much of the golf did you watch yesterday? How much time did you devote to it, Hardy?
So actually, I was over in your neighborhood, Beetle, when it was actually starting. Super Blom Blom got a flat tire as she was dropping off some food for her mom. So I had to go pick her up. So I listened to the beginning of it on PGA Tour radio. And I could tell right away from the beginning that this was not going to go well. What with the announcement?
Hardy,
yes.
We got to go.
It looks like we got to go.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's go to Governor Baker. Not yet. It's going to be a moment. We're behind.
15 seconds. Yeah. 15 seconds. We're just letting him
get an hour ago. So let's do it.
Listen to the beginning of it on PGA Tour radio.
Good morning. I want to start today by recognizing the horrific toll that this virus has taken on so many people here in the Commonwealth. And I want to talk about who's behind all the numbers that we discuss in this room every day. Nurses, doctors, and all the frontline medical workers, some sick and doing their job and isolated from their family. First responders, essential workers, DCF social workers, MBTA bus and train drivers, and many, many other public servants who, as always, did what they had to do in order to serve us, but in some cases suffered terrible loss as a result. Furloughed or laid off workers who, despite coming in early, working the extra shifts, now by no fault of their own, are left wondering when that job comes back. Everyone suffering under the fear of the unknown amid this pandemic. Everyone who sacrificed a wedding or major moment in life and went without holding their loved ones at the exact time they needed to be held the most. And everyone who lost a friend, a brother, a sister, a mom, or a dad. There are tens of thousands of you right now here in the Commonwealth who have either grieved or are going through one of the hardest moments of your life. The toll this virus takes and continues to take on many of us is staggering. But the response, the fight, the millions of people who are doing what they have to do to push back has been brave and bigger. The retired medical workers who came back off the bench and straight into the COVID-19 ward. The friends and family members who help one another overcome the fear of the unknown. The parents and guardians who overnight became educators and are still putting in full days working remotely and teaching their kids at home. There are so many examples of Massachusetts rising to this occasion and fighting back. To list them all. Today, as we start the phased return to our new normal, we are going to ask people once again to rise to the occasion as we continue to fight this virus. Our collective success depends on everyone, government, the private sector, and especially individuals, playing their part to move us forward. Today we lay out a roadmap to reopening Massachusetts while we continue to fight COVID-19. These two will be inseparable, getting back to work and fighting COVID until there is a medical breakthrough with treatments or a vaccine. And we cannot move forward unless we commit to continuing to slow the spread. To achieve that goal, reopening while continuing to bring the fight every day, I tasked Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito to work with Housing and Economic Development Secretary Mike Keneally to bring together experts from across Massachusetts' diverse economy. They listened and they learned from hundreds of points of view. Local government leaders, nonprofits, labor leaders, and small and large employers, to name just a few. At the same time, Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutters and Public Health Commissioner Monica Burrell consulted Massachusetts' world-class healthcare leaders, and together, our administration developed this plan to move forward. We'll progress through four phases, opening more sectors of the economy and activities only when the public health data indicate it's appropriate to do so. Each phase will last at least 3 weeks, but may last longer if the public health data doesn't support moving forward. As I said earlier, COVID-19 has and will continue to take a toll here in Massachusetts. It remains up to all of us, government, the employer community, and most of all, the rest of us, as individuals, to continue to fight back against the virus, because that is the way we move forward through these phases. The report lays out not only which sectors of the economy are slated to open and when, but it lays out how businesses reopen while fighting the spread. And most importantly, this report lays out what individuals must do to enable us all to move through these phases. This effort will hinge fundamentally on personal responsibility. As everyone knows, we're not helpless in this fight. We all have roles to play, and you have proven time and time again that you can play them. We continue to ask everyone to do four things. Cover your nose and mouth when you can't distance yourself. The science is clear. Simple face coverings prevent the spread of this disease incredibly effectively. Wash your hands and wash surfaces often. This one needs no explanation. Keep your distance. Again, we all know this one by now, but it's as important today as it's ever been, and more so as we start this reopening process. The more we stay about 6 feet apart from one another whenever possible, the more we stop the spread. And lastly, stay vigilant for symptoms and stay home if you think you're sick. We all know this one by now, too. Alone, each of these four things can be highly effective at slowing and killing the virus. We have the scientific research now and makes that much clearer. But together, these four things are exponentially more powerful. And we are asking the private sector to support their employees, to be creative, to support working remotely whenever possible, and to follow the guidance that our team developed to prevent further spread. Sticking with these critical tasks is everyone's responsibility, and how well we do them will dictate how well we open Massachusetts. State and local governments will continue to step up testing capabilities alongside our community tracing program. Testing and tracing will remain integral to getting ahead of this virus, containing it, and a critical part of our ability to keep the economy moving. As I've said before, we have all been doing our jobs to fight back, and as a result, positive case rates are moving in the right direction and hospitalizations are down. The public health metrics that guide this process mean it's possible to reopening manufacturing facilities and construction sites effective today. And we're permitting more sectors of our economy to open effective May 25th and others on June 1st under Phase 1. Lieutenant Governor Polito will talk more about how this report lays out new rules of the road for each of those industries, and specifically the things businesses need and must do in order to reopen while effectively fighting the virus. These first steps, manufacturing and construction, provided these businesses follow the guidance we've developed, have limited face-to-face and customer interactions. And many similar operations open now under the essential order have been responsibly balancing operating and fighting the virus as well. Starting a week from now, we're permitting office space to reopen to 25% of its capacity, except in Boston. On May 25th, retail establishments may also offer curbside service, and some personal services such as barbershops and hair salons may reopen, provided they follow the new rules in this report. Places of worship will also be permitted to open with guidelines in place starting today. A number of outdoor facilities and recreation activities may also resume starting a week from now, as well as in accordance with those new rules. And our healthcare facilities will be permitted to begin seeing more patients on an agreed-upon schedule over the next 2 weeks. I want to make clear that the reopening advisory board and the team made every effort to be as clear and direct as possible when it comes to the new requirements these businesses must follow. But this is something no one's ever done before. Shutter, then reopen everything, from a beachfront to a factory floor, with standards in place to slow the spread of a highly contagious virus. So I ask everyone to keep this in mind. This guidance asks people to change behaviors, and it changes the way some of our favorite places look and feel. This is not permanent. At some point, there will be treatments and ultimately a vaccine. But for the foreseeable future, everyone needs to continue to do the right things to bring the fight to the virus so that we can continue to move forward. Today, the Department of Public Health also updated the stay-at-home advisory to reflect this stage of the reopening process. The new safer-at-home advisory instructs everyone to stay home unless they're headed to a newly opened facility or activity, and it also advises those over the age of 65 and those with underlying health conditions to stay home except for absolutely necessary trips for things like healthcare and groceries. This new advisory is important. As we enter this phased reopening, it's important to remember that everyone is safer at home. The virus will be with us throughout the reopening process, and everyone's required to cover their nose and mouth if you can't maintain 6 feet of distance from those around you. Everyone has a responsibility to wash their hands, distance themselves from others, and be vigilant about symptoms so that you can stay home, and you should stay home if you feel sick. How well everyone does these things will determine how well we move into later phases. You've all heard me say that we can't afford to take one step forward only to be forced to take two steps back. I know we'd all prefer to believe that the virus is less serious now and that it's behind us. It's nice outside. I understand the weeks feel like months. I think we understand all of this. Collectively, we have flattened the curve and avoided the spike in cases that would have broken our healthcare system. But if we don't keep up the fight and don't do the things that we all know we have to do and know we can do, we run the risk of creating a second spike in the fall. We've asked a lot of the people of the Commonwealth since this all began. And thankfully, millions and millions of people have answered the call and played their part. Once again, people need to be vigilant, they need to be careful, and they need to understand the role that they can play themselves as we continue to bring this fight to the virus. It's how we move forward together. With that, I'll turn it over to the Lieutenant Governor.
Thank you, Governor, and good morning. I'd like to start by first acknowledging the members of the Reopening Advisory Board. On behalf of our entire administration, we are incredibly grateful to all of you and your work. This plan required a tremendous amount of thought, planning, and preparation by the board. In the many hours and days that we worked together, our process was deep and diverse and consisted of a collective group of voices that engaged in a productive dialogue to lay out this plan. This board consisted of an extremely talented group of dedicated people. And as we met with associations and businesses and residents, the members of the board were engaged and compassionate and ensured a variety of voices were listened to and were at that table. Our work also would not have been possible without an extensive municipal engagement. from officials at the local level all across our Commonwealth. We are thankful for the direct involvement of the many mayors and town managers who advised us and worked with us. And while we have made clear that the public health data and guidance will dictate the timeline of moving into new phases, it is important that we continue to listen to and support our businesses across this Commonwealth. Specifically, we have established a new restaurant, accommodations, and tourism work group, consisting of industry representatives and municipal leaders that we will continue to have discussions with to help us determine the industry-specific protocols for meeting our safety standards. This group will help us shape the guidance that will allow these industries to reopen, and when the data allows for it, they will do so safely and with in mind the need to continue to fight the virus. As the governor said, we will continue to support the business community as they implement the mandatory workplace safety standards for reopening that we announced last week. Businesses operating to provide essential services will have until May 25th to comply with these mandatory safety standards. Businesses newly opening in phase one must comply with these standards before they open. And as we reopen and keep fighting COVID-19, we are providing three areas of guidance for each sector, industry, and business to follow. You've heard us talk about the general social guidance, covering, washing, and distancing. And for businesses, the mandatory safety standards for their workplace and the sector-specific safety protocols and best practices about how to meet those standards. The sector-specific guidance and recommended best practices aim to reduce the risk of COVID-19 transmission in specific industries so that each industry safely reopens. Businesses are expected to implement these protocols, and in addition to the general mandatory workplace standards. So the standards and the protocols and the best practices are offered to help businesses comply. Starting today, the materials for the businesses and sectors eligible to open in the first phase are included on the Reopen Massachusetts website at mass.gov/reopening. Each sector will have access to a sector circular. It's a document, a resource which will include specific mandatory safety standards and recommended best practices and social distancing, hygiene protocols, staffing and operations, and cleaning and disinfecting for each sector. They will also have access to a sector checklist included in the circular and developed to serve as a guidance for employers and businesses of all sizes as they adjust their operations. The administration will require businesses to self-certify. And what that means is that businesses must develop a COVID-19 control plan outlining how its workplace will implement the safety standards in order to prevent the spread of COVID-19. These required materials are located on the Reopen Massachusetts website, and they include a COVID-19 control plan template. This is a draft. You do not need to reinvent the wheel. This is a place for you to start. You should use it. A compliance attestation poster demonstrating to your workforce and the public that you have incorporated these safety standards into your workplace, and a poster to show. And signs and posters describing the rules for maintaining social distancing, hygiene protocols, cleaning and disinfecting. Again, businesses in phase one must complete these steps in order to open. And essential businesses that have been operating will be required to complete these steps by May 25th. These workplace safety standards will be jointly enforced by local boards of health, the Department of Public Health, and the Department of Labor Standards. We will work together with our partners at the local level to move forward through this process. Most enforcement actions may come from a worker or a customer who might initiate a complaint. But the goal with enforcement is to educate and promote compliance. We want workplaces to be safer and to incorporate these standards into their places of operation. And working with cities and towns, we will support our businesses and give them the tools they need to succeed as they make adjustments and welcome back their workers. And as we continue to move forward towards a new normal, we'll continue to post the guidance for sectors opening in later phases online and in advance, so as businesses in this time of uncertainty can prepare and plan for when that time comes. Governor Baker outlined what we can expect to see in phases, and it's important that we continue to each play our part and be cautious and careful as we together work to reopen so that we can move forward and not backwards. We will continue to follow the data to make determinations of gathering sizes, restrictions, and capacity limitations based upon the trends. And we know that many of our homegrown businesses in every corner of our state are suffering. We want to get everyone back up and running when it's appropriate to do so, based on the public health metrics outlined today. And it bears repeating that Massachusetts has been one of the hardest hit states in our country, right behind New York and New Jersey, and we must be cautious and vigilant as we reopen. And as I mentioned about planning and preparing, our restaurant, accommodations, and tourism work group convened this past weekend, and we will help them develop procedures for safe reopening. And campgrounds and playgrounds and community pools, athletic fields, and youth sports will resume operations in phase two with guidelines. We currently plan that phase three will allow for the opening of arts and entertainment, gyms, and other business activities. This will all push us toward phase four, a full resumption of activity, and what we've described as a new normal. If your business is listed in phase two or phase three, in order to start working on your reopening plans now, you can visit the website, the Reopen Massachusetts website, to access the general workplace safety standards that all businesses are required to comply with. So you can get a head start and look at those and start to think about how you will adjust your workplace. Now, a couple of key components that transcend all of this are childcare and public transportation. In March, we stood up an emergency childcare system to support children of essential workers and vulnerable families with extra virus mitigation protocols. We are incredibly grateful to those providers who have stepped forward in the midst of this crisis to provide these essential childcare services to children and families. Now, during phase one, the emergency child care system we have already in place will be utilized to meet the needs of people with no alternative for care. We are also encouraging families to continue to find any alternatives to group care to help stem the spread of the virus. Now, currently, only 35% of our emergency child care capacity is occupied, and the system has capacity to serve more families, to provide care options as more workers head back to work and sectors become active again. The system we established, as you may recall, has capacity for 10,000 children statewide, and we're at 35% capacity today. As next steps, the Department of Early Education and Care and DPH are developing additional health and safety standards, which are being reviewed by Children's Hospital, to make sure when we're ready to fully reopen child care and camps that we're ready. We'll have more to say on that as we prepare for the future phases. Now, in that same vein, we are aware that summer camps serve an important purpose, not only for our children, but for our families. DPH is partnering with local boards of health to develop health guidelines to be implemented in over 1,400 camps across our state to enable a safe reopening of those activities. Pending public health data, it is possible that camps could reopen in phase two with limitations and specific safety standards in line with CDC guidance. That should be available in the next couple of weeks, the timelines and the guidelines that we apply.
Okay, that is Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito that you are currently hearing as she outlines some details on child care. Governor Baker first spoke today offering up the phases of the plan. Three phases into a fourth phase that would be the new normal, and outlining some of the businesses that will be allowed to open starting on May 25th. We'll get back to this. We'll get to some of the details of this. If you missed any of it, we'll do that coming up next. We'll go to Hardy with headlines right now.
Sports Hub headlines.
Now we got some of those details for you. Thank you, Mr. Bertrand, as Governor Baker and Lieutenant Governor Polito are addressing the Commonwealth right now about the reopening of Massachusetts Phase 1, which begins officially today. Essential businesses, manufacturing, and construction. Governor Baker had this to say about each phase of the reopening. He had this to say.
We'll progress through four phases, opening more sectors of the economy and activities only when the public health data indicate it's appropriate to do so. Each phase will last at least 3 weeks, but may last longer if the public health data doesn't support moving forward.
On May 25th, according to Phase 1, lab space, office space, limited personal services like hair, pet grooming, car washes, and retail with remote fulfillment and curbside pickup should be able to resume once again. That would take place on May 25th. More on this coming up here on Zolak and Bertrand. On 98.5, the Sports Hub, headlines are brought to you by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, 24-hour on-call service for your clogged drain emergencies. Go to johnsewer.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub. More headlines coming up in 30 minutes.
Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Well, you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Time and temperature brought to you by Lowe's. It is 55 degrees at 11:36. Pro Shop Lowe's for up to 40% off select appliances with free local delivery. Offers valid through 6/3. Delivery applies to appliances $299 or more. U.S. only.
Zolak and Bertrand at 11:36 on this Monday morning. We heard from Charlie Baker as well as Karen Polito, and if there's anything more that comes out of their press conference, we will, of course, have that for you. But at the top of the hour, at the top of that press conference, Governor Baker rolled out the phases and what will be allowed to reopen here in the coming weeks. The thing that is allowed to resume immediately would be construction and manufacturing. And as far as I can tell, that's the one thing that changes today, right?
And church. Else? No, church. Church
oh,
today.
Sorry. Yes, yeah. Correct. Thank you for correcting that. Right. Places of worship today as well. So construction, manufacturing, and places of worship were the things, religious establishments, churches, et cetera, are all allowed to begin operating now.
Yeah, so if you're losing your ass, you go in there and pray. Yeah.
So you sound disappointed with what you heard today.
I think it's a kick in the nuts to a lot of people. I think a lot of people had this day circled. I think a lot of people had days circled in weeks past, and we sort of anticipated We knew there was going to be a middling, but I thought we would have had salons and barbershops open today. I mean, you guys go to Home Depot. I know Beetle, you don't go as much, but Hardy, you've done it. You could go to Lowe's. You could go to Home Depot. You could go to your hardware store downtown, and you could have 20 people in it, but you can't go get a haircut with three people. It's asinine. And we got three little mom and pop shops in here. They thought they were opening today. Haircutteries and salons. I don't know what to tell you. And I mean, I'm not here to tell you what's right and wrong. That's not my job to do. But I live right here on the border of Rhode Island. The border is literally 500 yards from my house. You know, we're going to go to Siena down in Lincoln. It's actually in Smithfield. There's one location down in Providence downtown in Atwells, but there's another one up here close to us, and they're doing table seating and take the wife out to eat at some point this week. Thursday's the actual day. So people are going to start going over the border to go other places, and this is what you're going to get trained to do as we get trained to continually do this. Give me phase three again. Now, I think gyms, he said, were in phase three.
No.
Workout facilities? I think he did.
Who said that? What do you mean?
I think Karen Polito, the lieutenant guy, I think she said phase three is gyms, which means are still two phases away.
I thought you were mentioning something about Jim Louth telling you something.
No, gyms, where gyms open.
Gymnasiums.
Gymnasium.
When you said Jim said we're in phase three. I'm like, what?
I don't talk to Jim. Jim, corporate Jim. We haven't seen
like,
Jim
no,
in a while,
we're in
man.
Phase one. Yes, you are correct about that. Phase two is the cautious phase, which includes, I'm going over the list. May 25th, lab space, office space, limited personal services such as hair, pet grooming, car washes. Retail can expand on May
25th. Car washes have been open.
That's true. I feel like some car washes have been open.
I get my car wash twice a week at Rojo's here on Route 1, north of the stadium. They've been open since day one. I think some people
I drove by like the do-it-yourself car wash the other day. It was open.
Of course they're open.
Retail, in terms of remote fulfillment and curbside pickup for the retail establishments that have not been open, can now do that. I know that some retail establishments have been open with curbside pickup already.
I don't understand the confusion between it's mind-boggling how some have been able to do this, and now all of a sudden more are being allowed.
Yeah, phase two, and again, each phase lasts at least 3 weeks. So phase one starts today. 3 weeks from now, if all goes well, if the data supports it, we would enter phase two, which is the cautious phase, which includes restrictions and some capacity limitations to retail. I am assuming that's a change from curbside. That is now people in the store, and there is definitive guidance on how many people per square feet, that type of thing. Restaurants are in phase two. Lodging is in phase two. And additional personal services such as nail salons and day spas. So on May 25th, barbershops and hair salons can open. In phase two, you get to the point where it is nail salons and day spas, in additional to hair. You can get your nails done in phase two.
How about the summer rentals that start on Saturday? Get your hair done in phase one.
Yeah. Nails in phase two. So when you go get your nails done, that's phase two, bud.
There you go.
So that means we're about 3 weeks away from more things opening, is what we are. You know, we're a week away from the barbershops opening back up and for some office space to open back up.
Well, my kid cuts my own hair anyway. I mean, I'm just going to do that from now on. I'm retrained. And she does a hell of a job. And I don't have to pay her. That's great.
It is a little confusing, though, that phase one has different start dates. Like
right.
They're phase one.
They probably, you know what, one of the committees they formed probably said, hey, we got all these committees now. We got all these 17 people weighing in. Somebody, we got to pick different dates. Just can't do it.
Well, we're gonna have subcommittees, and the subcommittee's jobs will be to do sub-start dates. So, yes, phase one, start date, May 18th. Unless you're in one of the sub-phase one start dates of May 25th or June 1st. Huh? Okay, so then phase two, I guess we'll probably get more staggered start dates in phase two, presumably, if we're doing or not. I don't know. I think I'd have better luck reading the periodic table than I would this reopening in phases chart. Holy crap.
There are a lot of charts and phases and definitions. They have not exactly made all this information easy to digest.
Oh, you don't think?
No, I think they could do a little bit better
on that
part.
You know what? People are just going to have to try and figure it out on their own. You know?
On May 25th, that is, again, a week from today, these things can open in the recreation and outdoor department with guidelines. That would be
Memorial Day.
Yeah. Parks, drive-in theaters, athletic fields and courts.
So beaches won't be open Saturday, Memorial Day weekend, but they'll be open on Memorial Day. That 2 days is really going to... Good luck, man. Good luck this weekend on the Cape.
Outdoor adventure activities. Fishing, hunting, boating, outdoor gardens, zoos, reserves, and public installations. That is May 25th is the day.
All Memorial Day.
I was
all
hoping for my day. Public installation to be open on May 24th. Can we renegotiate that?
I can fish now. Yes.
I saw just a crap ton of people fishing over the weekend.
You got a pond by you, Hardy, out there?
The big reservoir.
I got tons of people
fishing this weekend.
You should have seen the cars lined up fishing. They didn't know they couldn't fish. It's crazy.
Well, they didn't see phase one start subset B.
So that's subset B of phase one? The fishing one?
Yes, May 25th.
What are you allowed to bait your hook?
There's also this.
You can bait the hook starting phase one subset A. But
what about the worm shop? What about the damn bait shop?
You can't.
Damn bait open? To give me some damn bait?
You can't drop the bait in the water until phase one subset B.
So as Zoe said, gyms, fitness and gyms is in phase three.
That's insane.
And also, they've separated restaurants from bars. There's a difference in their mind between the two.
Yeah, because they want to take people's liquor's license if they open up. Go ahead.
Restaurants are in phase two. Bars are in phase three. So there is, in their mind, there's a difference between those two things.
Can I ask just another question here about, I don't mean to get into semantics
Hardy.
Or something. I'll wait.
Can you wait for it?
Oh, sure.
All right, Hardy's got a question.
He's
going to ask a question, and that is coming up. We got backed up a little bit here with the press conference running long. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Hardy's question.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okay, Hardy, you had a question. What was the question?
Reopening Massachusetts in phases. This is the phased approach in reopening summary plan 2. Current state, stay at home. Phase one is called the start. Phase one begins today. Phase one, subtitle start. Phase two, subtitle cautious. Phase three, subtitle vigilant. Are caution and vigilance optional in phase one start? Do we only begin cautious under phase two? How does the vigilance apply? Can we be vigilant now? Phase four, new normal.
It's like we're a bunch of morons.
New normal, and by the way, just let me break this down for you. Yeah. Just read New World Order. That's what new normal is, and all of you conspiracy theorists, you can go ahead and connect the dots on your own. I just want to know, can we be cautious early?
When can I fish?
Phase two is subtitled cautious. Can we be cautious in phase one as well?
I would hope so.
Can we be vigilant?
We're not supposed to be vigilant.
I'm looking at the damn chart right now. Phase three, vigilant. Can I be vigilant in phase one?
Those
or am I going to get in trouble?
You ever walk down the Cape Cod Canal?
You ever those are extra words we did not need. We didn't need the extra
words.
Oh,
you don't think?
No, I don't think we... Oh, there were enough words on the page that we didn't need those extra
words. A lot of stuff suits sitting around a conference room coming up with words.
Beatles, right. when you're working in Excel, you've got these blocks, and it is human nature.
This looks more like PowerPoint to me, Artie. I don't know about you.
You want to fill those blocks. You don't want negative space. This is as much a design thing and a layout thing as it is an actual Massachusetts and phases thing. So I give them credit. There are many colors. There are blue lines that occasionally run from one section to the next. There's drawings. There's a drawing of a house and of a faucet.
We're told to wash our hands again today.
You got to pick your battles, though. You know?
Wow. Hey.
I'm still dissecting this thing. I didn't even arrow over to the last page. I didn't even know about this last page.
Oh, you didn't go to page 3 yet of it? For the Health and Human Services and Recreation and Outdoor, that page?
Phase 3 or page 3?
Well,
I thought there's 29 pages.
I think there is a larger document somewhere, but there are three slides that are circulating at this time.
Yeah, I had only caught the first two. I didn't even know. But yeah. Let me dissect page 3, phase 2, and then I'll...
Stop it. What a kick in the nuts for the city of Boston in this area. An absolute kick in the nuts.
Phase 3 on slide 3 is Health and Human Services, which is expanded ambulatory in-person routine care, which starts in phase 2 and carries over to phase 3. On that
whatever
part.
The hell that means, anyway.
There's carryover between phases, idiot.
If you didn't call or if you didn't go, say, in phase 2, can you carry those days over to 3 and do you get credit for that?
Please. Don't ask questions we all know the answers to. Some of this is very, very obvious. Stop it now. Of course you can carry over between phases as long as it's carry over between vigilance and caution. You don't carry over from start to vigilant, though, because there's a separation of phases in the subsets. Get it?
I think there's only so much people can take. And then people start to do what people want to do. I mean, that's life. You just can't live in lockdown. I mean, have you heard the rumblings of some things opening? Like maybe in your town or other towns? Like, I've heard some rumblings of some things opening in the Cape that have been open. And people just go if they feel like going. If you don't go, you don't go. There's only so much people can take before they lose their ass.
So the
I'm
thing
talking,
I,
you know, bankrupt, you know.
The thing I find interesting is that there are things that do not open in phase two, such as gyms, right? We mentioned that. Yeah. Yet there are things such as playgrounds, public pools, and all athletic fields are open.
Yeah. Who in a playground licks their hands and rubs their nose more than me? Little kids, right? And little kids don't go to gyms. It's usually adults. And I think after 2 months, you've been sort of learned how you should take care. And most everybody wipes down anyway there.
So my thought is,
you wipe down every time you use it. Go ahead.
To me, those things don't really align. Because
That's ass backwards. Kids spread germs.
I mean, I don't know that it's ass backwards, because when you're indoor and you got a bunch of people that are, you know, running or on treadmills or on the elliptical.
You should be outside, though. Too.
I mean,
we were told not to sit outside.
Respiratory, drops that could be spread inside of a gym are pretty high. So I get that. I'm just not sure why you then are opening the playgrounds and telling everyone to go touch each other and be, you know, touching the playground structures, which are touched by the kids nonstop.
When's the beach open again? Monday? Monday's 25th, right? Beach is open 25th?
Yes.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with the people on Friday and Saturday and Sunday when it's 80 out?
I don't know, Zo. Yeah. I have no idea. What did they do last weekend when it was 80?
You could just park on side streets. You could still walk there and stuff. I mean, the parking lots won't be open, but you'll still be able to, pedestrians, you could get there. You're still allowed to walk and run on beaches. You find a way to get to the beach.
They can get pediatric care.
I hope so.
Yeah.
How about that child care for people that need the child care? What phase is that? Like full open?
I'm saying
people have to go to work.
That's to be determined still.
Here's one more thing I just now noticed on these slides. Again, the reopening of Massachusetts in phases, phased approach and reopening summary plan, I, and I.
Right.
At the bottom of I, there is the most certain shaded line degree of certainty given to the progression of COVID-19 and least certain shading.
The line on the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shade are we in now, though?
I'm not sure. I was going to ask Beetle to explain it to me.
We're in the most certain department right now.
Most certain of what?
I'll explain. We'll get to headlines.
Beetle's the most well-read on this, Hardy, as we know. I mean, he is up to date with this stuff. Good luck to anybody that has not studied this like Beetle. Beetle could decipher any chart because he's ready for it.
I'll tell you what that means.
I have no clue what the hell's going on.
I'll tell you what it means. It's way simpler than you think it is. That one's not very complicated. We'll get headlines. We'll get caught up here. And if you have reaction to the reopening plan, we could do that as well. And sports reopening, because I think we take those calls today.
Because today was a big day for people. People were waiting for this.
We're getting some news on the sports front, including both baseball and the NHL. We'll get to all that coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zoe, and the Beatle. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.